Postcard from Spain with Vernon Pierce.
We've lived in Spain for 18 years now, and in this series of podcasts, I'm hoping to tell you a lot more about my adopted country. Don't get me wrong, Spain isn't perfect. It can be very bureaucratic, especially the processes required to obtain all the relevant documentation for us immigrants, because that's what we are. But despite all that, it's still the best place to live in the world, as far as I'm concerned. And here's why. The weather. First thing many people think about Spain is its sunshine, which attracts millions of holidaymakers to its coasts and cities every year, making Spain the most tourist-friendly country in the world. Everyone feels happier in the sunshine, so grab a cocktail and bask under the Spanish rays. It also has the highest life expectancy. Whether due to the Mediterranean diet rich in olive oil, fish and fresh vegetables, the excellent healthcare, or the sociable society, Spaniards have the highest life expectancy in Europe. Live here for a while, and hopefully you'll pick up some of their healthy habits. It's also the best place for mums. A recent survey revealed that Spain is one of the best places in the world to be a mum. It's so good, in fact, that children never want to leave home. Well, at least until the age of 30. But there are other reasons for that, economic reasons. Spain has the third most UNESCO World Heritage sites out of all the countries in the world, after China and Italy. The country's rich and multicultural history is kept very much alive by the many impressive sites that dot the country. The Spanish healthcare system is renowned for being among the very best in the world. It's free at the point of service, and the country tops the world organ donation rankings. So living in Spain means if you're ever in the unfortunate position of needing a transplant, you're much more likely to get one. Spain's a foodie paradise. It has four of its restaurants ranked in the top 10 in Europe. Spaniards, whatever their budget, adore food and the ritual that surrounds it. You don't have to fork out a fortune to eat like a king in Spain, where fresh produce is bountiful and the most amazing food invention, tapas, means you can try multiple morsels in one evening. And if you like ham, there's no greater place on earth. Did you know that the Spanish language is second only to Mandarin Chinese as the most spoken language in the world? Spain, most Latin American countries, and Equatorial Guinea have Spanish as one of their official languages, and a total of 21 nations, comprising 570 million people, speak Spanish daily. Spain also boasts the world's third largest number of UNESCO World Heritage Sites, with 47 sites spread throughout the country, from entire historic city centres all the way to bridges, buildings, and prehistoric rock art. Spain has more bars than any other EU country. You'd think that accolade would go to Ireland with all their pubs, but no, Spain has the highest number of drinking holes in the European Union. Around 44% of the world's olive oil is produced by Spain. That's more than double the amount that Italy makes. Yes, even though olive oil is very much associated with Italy, Spain makes more. Spain also makes a lot of wine, with a cool million hectares dedicated to wine producing. Ever heard of Rioja? So yes, Spain is also the second largest producer of wine in the world. Spain has over 8,000 kilometres of coastline. One of the most romantic things to do in Spain is head for the coast. And all that coastline means lots of beaches. One of my favourite facts about Spain is that the country actually has over 8,000 beaches too. That's like one beach every kilometre. And in 2026, Spain was once again the world leader when it came to the number of blue flag beaches, a total of 677, 35 more than last year, and more than any other country in the world. Blue flags are awarded by the Foundation for Environmental Education and recognises beaches for their water quality, environmental management, safety and the quality of facilities. Finally, Spaniards cherish their grannies and their children. Spain's a sociable society, one in which grandparents are virtually never carted off to an old people's home, but become the cherished head of the family, often living and socialising with their younger relations. The same goes for family members at the other end of the family tree. Spaniards love children, who welcome in every restaurant and bar, and always made a fuss of. A new mother in Spain can't walk 2 minutes down the street without being stopped by interested strangers who want to coo over her baby. I'll be talking a lot in forthcoming podcasts about the social issues of moving to live in a new country and how important it is to integrate rather than live in an expat bubble. I'll also be talking about Spanish wine and food, giving advice on what to look for when buying a property, whether it's better to import your car or buy new in Spain, and a special podcast telling the story of the important role the Moors had in making Spain the country it is today. What I won't be doing is talking about the legal issues around obtaining visas and residency for EU and non-EU citizens. That's a matter you need to talk to a lawyer about, but there's also a useful Facebook group called Move to Spain, which may help answer some of your questions. So that's it until the next edition of Postcard from Spain.